Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to What Af. My name's Gareth Vaughan Eyck. It's a middle name, sort of Welsh sounding. Your name is?
Richard Alexander Willett.
And you reside 45 minutes from Norwich, but you're currently in the broom cupboard waiting for Philip Schofield.
It's to go for me off.
Go for you off. It's a puppet. Laundry, head over to supremecbd.uk. Use the code WTAF. And Philip Schofield will come around your house. Now you get 40% off of Philip Schofield. Okay.
40% off of Philip Schofield, which is just like a midget Philip Schofield, to be fair.
Yeah.
How you been? How you doing?
Tired? Yeah, I'm all right. Obviously we've already had conversations because you're sort of two rooms away from me. But I did notice people malfunctioning this morning, which confused me a little bit because my wife keeps going, the moon, like the moon's off, everyone's a bit off, everyone's a bit emotional, everyone's a bit weird, everyone's a bit cray-cray because we had obviously that lunar eclipse.
Yeah, lunatic.
So this morning, I was at the gym at 6:30 when I should have been in bed, and I passed a lady on the stairs and I went, morning, and she went, muh. And she just stopped at muh, right? And I looked at her and then she just carried on walking past me. Like it was fine. Like in her head, she'd said morning back. So I went outside, got in the car, and then on the way in, called at the local garage so that I could get something to eat, to bring to work. And the guy behind the counter who I see like every week, I pop in, I went, morning, mate. And he said morning. So he was fine with that. He went, morning. Is that a boop? So he started to check things through and he went, that's, you know, how much it was, £5, I think. Pounds, please. Cheers, mate. Bye. Take it easy, bye. And I got back in the car afterwards, I was like, he's just said a bit of a sentence for no reason. And then not even registered that he said it. Is that a boop, boop? It's a thought, and then the thought's gone, I'm off.
I think that's where the overlapping, you know, realities are coming in. They're blurring into one. The metaverse is amalgamating. So he's just gone. You've seen two versions of him there. One's having a conversation in boots, where he's like, oh, is that an aubergine? And the other one is serving you in the garage.
He's had, in his head, though, with his reaction, though, it was the same as the muh being morning. In his head, he's asked a question, I've answered it, and everything's fine. He doesn't realise that he's just stopped talking.
I do Three words in. Yeah, we're on the edge of something. I've got a story about CERN today, and we're messing with things we shouldn't be messing with, Gaz, right now. We're always going to get here, really.
Yeah, we just didn't realise that it was going to hit, you know, garage attendance before anyone else.
It's the way you least expect it, mate.
It is, yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Just smack Mike about.
Go on, then. Let's get in your first what af. Let's do this.
That was a bit of a what af. Right, let's find the next one. Right, this one made me laugh because, you know, this is a conspiracy theorist podcast. I mean, we try and put a sort of light-hearted slant on it, but if we're honest, we're both fucking dangerous. So, this headline, solar geoengineering experiment in San Francisco injected salt crystals into the atmosphere to reflect sunlight, because, you know, we can't have people getting vitamin D. The project was not widely announced to avoid public backlash.
I love that. We didn't tell you because it's really bad for you.
Yeah, we didn't tell you because we thought you'd say no.
It was, yeah, go on.
Isn't that the same as basically drugging a victim so that they can't say no?
Yes, it's exactly
the same. They didn't say no. Well, no, because she was unconscious.
But you didn't tell them. No, we didn't tell them because then they wouldn't be unconscious and we wouldn't be allowed to make victims of them. That's how this process works. So they've just reframed that in a nice way of saying, we didn't tell you to avoid public backlash, which means... Yeah.
We did something that we've been accusing you all of being tinfoil hat wearers for suggesting. And we just didn't tell you because we just thought you'd kick off.
And we don't want that. So what was the process? They're trying to block out sunlight. So what was their belief?
Global warming, isn't it? Global warming, sun's bad, carbon dioxide, even though all the plants on Earth need it to live, is bad. And that's it, really, I think.
Well,
so what we're going to do is just stop the sun. You can go away. I've had enough of you, son. You've been around for long enough. actually. And because, you know, it's 2024, we're being quite progressive. We need to look to the future, not this old fucking dinosaurs and shit of the past, like the sun. Like, bleh. You've had your time. It's like white supremacy. You've had your time. Now it's time for a non-sun lot to have a go.
Other supremacies. You say that this is like back in the day, but like actually, I was doing an interview with Paul Wallace today, excellent author. The Eden series is very good. And he, in his book, I found this, and this is incredible. So it shows you that he's been doing these things for a very long time. So this is from an ancient culture, and they called them the Mo, these things. So the feathered serpents, including Yahweh, the home.
No, I was just thinking
Did you
maybe
think of
that's what the lady on the stairs was referring to, and actually she wasn't malfunctioning. She knows more. She's gone down the rabbit hole.
Maybe she was dropping you a hint, and
She
you
was. Morning, Mo.
can
We
look
need to look
into.
into the Mo people.
What makes me laugh is that Homo erectus, wouldn't it? Which would be a great name for a gay bar.
I went to a gay bar in New York called Rawhide, and that's still my favorite.
That is a very good one, yeah. So the Mo did not come from the Pleiades, they came from the North Star. When they came, they brought a different attitude. They altered the energy of our world, so this that it was better for them but worse for us. They lowered the oxygen level to dim our cognitive abilities and dumb us down. This is thousands of years old, this story.
They've done a good job of it, haven't they?
No.
Mwah. Is that
It's working, but this is wouldn't it straight this is a thousand year old thousands of years
It's a.
old.
There seems to be a cycle, doesn't there?
Yeah,
As that goes around.
they're playing the same things over and again. So they did this a long time ago, and they put a vapor over the world apparently of metals and that to dumb us down. Well, what do you think's happening in the skies at the moment?
Well, that's what Gates Boy's talking about.
Because they're doing the same things because they're the same people. This is again. This is from an ancient, I think it's from Armenian tribe. This is
Bloody Armenians would be.
their stories from their for these guys from thousands of years back, called the Mo, who did the same thing at the time. Amazing, isn't it?
And it makes me think, because they always tell us maybe Gates is speaking and acting like Kermit the Frog, because he actually is descendant from, do
The
you know what I mean?
reptiles, yeah.
A reptile.
Oh, I think he absolutely there is some reptilian in him, definitely. And I ain't talking
There
frogs'
will be if he's
legs,
lucky.
yeah.
There'll be a big bit of reptilian in him.
This was a great one, so let's go on to the next one. We went to see our daughter get a school prize, and it was handed to a boy called Tommy. Now you just think, is that a mistake? Like, do you know what I mean? It's handed out the wrong person.
It's there's a lot of sort of there's a lack of description so far.
Yeah, I was gonna see if you could kind of get the trend of it. Sue Reed. Here's a mother's heartbreaking story over how her teachers kept her in the dark over her 14-year-old's transition. So
Right, now I know.
they went to an event expecting their daughter to get a prize, and they called up her daughter and gave it to her as Tommy. Imagine that. Imagine you going to school and then Laura like and Keith Ike, and then Laura walks up and gets herself like a trophy, you know,
God,
with
Keith looks just like Law.
just with a little tash. It's incredible. Patricia and Michael were bursting with pride with their 14-year-old daughter was in line for an essay writing prize at her annual school ceremony. They arrived early to get seats with a good view of the event. I want to see her.
I want to see her.
I wanted to see her held at the summer term 2 years ago. The couple were already aware that the large school secondary in Northern England was a proud champion of trans rights lobbies charity Stonewall.
Oh, best of luck.
Here you go, with posters celebrating LGBTQ plus diversity plastered over the entrance hall. Plastered. You can't get in.
No, there's nothing says equal rights like plastering it on the wall.
But nothing could have prepared them for what happened next. To their shock, they've already exploded. Their child who received the prize was not their daughter, Tanya, who had left home that morning. What did they do? Did they just let her walk
No.
out the front? You're going to give me a
She's left
lift?
home. She's basically like freaking Batman. She just got changed. No one knows who it is.
Bat-hee her. Instead, a young figure in grey trousers with fair curly hair, slick back gel appeared when the teacher called up Tommy to the platform. So not only is it just a different name, and they've kind of called him Tommy. Actually, she's gone out, Tanya.
Like Clark Kent. She's just taken the glasses off.
Slicked back her hair and gone up there as Tommy, and the parents didn't know anything about it. She's 14 years old.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I don't understand. But that is, I mean, I was more surprised you said north of England. I thought that was going to be a USA story because that place has been bonkers with that shite for a long time, isn't it?
No, it's up north now.
It's up north, not even in Brighton. It's gone all the way up north.
Get down to mines, Tanya.
Tommy, what you doing, love?
Don't love. It soon dawned on the middle class couple why that's important, what was happening. My daughter had changed her name and her pronouns, Patricia said yesterday. At school she was living as a boy and no one told us. The teachers were supporting her life-changing decision. Some staff celebrated our daughter's changing identity behind our backs. Imagine that. I'd be livid, to be fair, as a parent. Like if
Yeah,
Arthur
because
came
what?
home and he was like if you at school, you went in there. And like he's got a spelling competition, he's done well. And then you turn up and Arthur's like Carol.
Spell vagina. But this is again, this is all part of the state, because the school is just an extension of the state, of course, having more say over your kids than you do. You know, at the end of the day, if someone go you hand essentially you hand your kids over into their care for a period of time, punishable if you don't by fines, and they should then basically take care of that child until the such point as, you know, they're back in your care, and obviously should report back. You know, oh, by the way, they fell over and grazed their knee. Cheers, I've got a bump note. By the way, they've got a cock now, apparently. All right, okay, cool. I'll have a
Well,
word.
yeah, we should be re-speaking about that. Yeah, I don't. I just appalling, absolutely appalling. And I would be absolutely livid there. But
It's
again,
also just a phase. Tanya is 14 years old. Isn't it funny that people are confused about their gender in the same time that they're confused about everything anyway? Because their hormones are going George W. bonkers. They've got lots going on. They're transitioning essentially from a child into an adult. It's a lot. It's a confusing time. It's weird. You're very, very susceptible and impressionable at that point, and that's where the likes of Stonewall, they prey on these people.
course they
They're
do.
fucking wrong'uns.
They're absolute wrong-uns as well. And yeah, so Tanya is now Tommy, but they didn't know about it. And that'd be one of thousands of these same stories going on around the world. It's disturbing. And I worked as a youth worker for many years, and I saw that mentality creeping in with these lunatic people that were starting to work as youth workers that shouldn't be anywhere near kids. And if you pointed it out, you were a fascist. That's not the word they used because they weren't bright enough to know what that
Yeah.
meant, but
I
you know
think
what I
that's a
mean.
theme, though. That's the theme, Rich, with a lot of people. I think I would say most, actually, that work with kids should be nowhere near kids. And I find that because now, if I see someone in a whether they be a teacher or youth worker or something like that, and they're great, I actually make a note of it. Oh, wow, they're really good. When actually, that should sort of be a prerequisite for
Yeah,
the gig.
you'd hope so. You get the odd teacher who's an absolute mentalist. I had one teacher pick me up by the neck, by the way, when I was a kid, and pin me against the wall. And my dad went and did it to him, which was fun to watch.
Oh
But
mate,
yeah,
I
you get
can't
one of
imagine if
them.
someone laid a finger on my girls, honestly, I would fucking batter them.
Oh, my dad did. But it's like that was so what? How would I have been? 10? So 10, yeah, 10, 8, nothing like that. So 99, 89, maybe. That would have been. But now, he
That
would
was in the
just put
80s,
a
though.
dress on me.
Kids hitting, kids being smacked by teachers was all the rage in the 80s.
Oh,
I've seen all sorts. So teachers never smacked me, I've got to say. I think they probably thought what the repercussions would be, but I've seen them smack other kids like a
Oh,
bunch
yeah.
of times when I was at school. Yeah,
Did you tap? Was a cane? Weren't that far. You talk maybe two generations before us.
I mean, when by the time I got to high school, everyone was getting caned, but it was a totally different sort of
Even the teachers.
vibe.
Yeah, go on then. Next
You got any
one.
more of those cakes, guys? Yeah, I'll sort you out after, miss.
Yeah,
Right,
can't
talking
stand
up.
PE. You're the
Let
teacher.
Let's go. We'll keep with the theme then. This is one I had further down the list, but we'll keep it with the theme because what the parents of Tanya stroke Tommy have not asked themselves is what about pheasants? Right? And what, not, they've not thought about it.
Didn't even come up.
So this week, Peter Tatchell, who's basically, I just think of a backpack every time I hear his name, but Peter Tatchell was like a big gay rights activist. I think back in the day when actually being gay was not a thing that you could get away with admitting and actually was pretty horrific to be. Obviously, we're far beyond that now. And we've actually gone the other way. We've gone from I want to be equal to I want to be in charge. And it's all just gone a bit fucking stupid. Peter Tatchell, though, he's not just bought into the trans stuff. Like this dude is on the trans train. He's got a hat and a flag and everything. And so he's trying to obviously, on the regular, kind of, I think, divert people's attention away from the interview where he said that, I think, was it a 12-year-old boy being with a man wasn't necessarily abuse? I think, I'm sure it was 12. It was around about that age. Something he's sort of not living down because you can't really say things like that because that's just weird. But this is what he said this week. Now, this is a story. Now, what I like about this, Rich, is who he's quoting. So
Tintin.
if I'm going for proving a point, you're going to go, well, scientist says, quantum physician says, that it's all very much like that, isn't it? That's who we want to hear from, right? Because okay, so here we go. Female pheasants can change sex characteristics and become drag kings, says museum.
What do you mean, museum?
What's the museum got to do with it? What's that
What do you
even
mean,
mean?
says museum? The building?
Well, a museum of what? Right?
Dildos.
And what's the qualification? It's not a biologist. It's not a veterinarian. It's a museum, isn't it? It's probably a bloody tractor museum. When female pheasants stop laying eggs, their brown feathers turn into the brightly coloured feathering typical of males. They don't change sex, but gender attributes. So he's
Hang
obviously
on.
trying to use the pheasant as an example. That actually, this whole kind of explosion of transgenderism is completely normal and not at all sort of, social engineering or whatever. But one of the replies I liked, one of the first one was, "You're not a pheasant, Peter." I mean, what a ridiculous example. So if I was to go, do you know what? Okay, I identify as a caterpillar, but I've been a caterpillar for a bit now. So I'm going to go and sort of wrap myself up in a sleeping bag that's covered in cement. So it's going to go hard. Eventually, I'm going to have a bit of a struggle, but I'm going to kick my way out of that. And then I've got these brightly coloured wings and I'm going to fly about because I'm a butterfly now. It's like everyone will go, I think he might have a bit of an issue here. I think this dude might be a bit cray cray. Peter Tatchell comes out and goes, excuse me, a museum said that this is what butterflies do. So that proves that actually this guy's completely correct.
It proves that sleeping with a 14-year-old is absolutely normal.
Was it 14, was it?
I don't know. I got 14 from the other
It
one.
was
What is
making
it?
the it was a young age. It was basically saying it's if a young person of that age consents to be with a man, then actually it's not necessarily abuse. And it's like,
It is if he's underage.
yeah,
That's what the
okay.
laws are there for, to stop people like you, Peter, getting
Very fucking
involved.
weird. Very weird. The whole, you're not old enough to vote, you're not old enough to get a tattoo, but you are old enough to go off with that geezer.
But as soon as they stop laying eggs and grow feathers, they're fair game, which
Well,
is
that's it.
fair trade. Ooh, that's the
Yeah.
trafficking thing
So,
going on there.
I thought that there was some kind of social engineering, and I was wrong because pheasants.
So that's his whole thing. He didn't anything else extrapolate on the museum? So
No,
he just said museum.
just been chatting to a museum, and they've basically told me about pheasants, and so now you're all fucking wrong.
So I went there and they were talking, weren't really interested in the steam trains, to be honest. And then I said, have you got anything on pheasants that I could use to possibly push my point across that this whole transgender thing is normal? And this is what they come out with.
Said, I can give you a soundbite. and went, I'll take it.
I love it. I'll take that back to the paper. Yeah, weird,
What
isn't it?
newspaper was it in that he was sharing, actually? Let me have a look. Oh, it was in the Pink News. All
Was it? Is
It
that
was in
the
the Pink
game?
News, yeah. So it's in that totally non-biased and legitimate publication.
Well, before we go on to the next one, Greta's back.
Back again.
Did you see it?
I saw her getting, dragged without legs.
Yeah, dragged without legs. It's a rare Westlife song. It's a B-side. I've lost that now. I've gone. Basically, they filmed it, and she's sitting there with a gaggle of like unemployed, and they go specifically, these police officers, to her. She's sitting at the back left. Just ignore all the rest and go to her. And it's like, Sarge, should we? Which one should we go for? Oh, should we go for more? No, just go for the one on the left. What do you
Go
mean?
for the photo
We'll
op.
go for the
Sick.
one with the because that's where the cameras will follow you, and then get and she looks like a boy. She looks like, do you know what she looks like? She looks like the lead singer from Hanson.
She does a little bit.
Do you know what I mean? Umbop and that
Mbop.
stuff. Yeah, she does look like that, and she's what? She's about 21 now.
That's just weird.
In
She'll forever be 14 to Tatchell, though.
it, yeah, she is. Even if she grows feathers and stops laying eggs, it's.
What made me laugh was how much the two guys seem to be struggling to carry her, though. I mean, granted, she's going dead weight, and I would as well. If you're going to remove me from somewhere, you're going to work for it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, two grown men struggling with Greta Thunberg made me laugh because there's nowt to her.
There isn't, no.
You
She's
could fold her
stocky.
up as a paper aeroplane and just throw her.
She's stocky. She's a bit stocky. Like, for a young lady. She's got
Is
some.
she stocky?
Well, I don't know. Well, we look at. I feel like she's a bit stocky, but I think it might just be. She's not wear. She doesn't wear the most flattering things, does she? Bless her heart. They want her to look like that kind of jobless, you
Maybe
know,
it's all those
protester.
anti-Semitic octopuses she's eating.
Yeah, surrounded herself. This was outside The Hague. A protester's attempt to block a major highway into The Hague, a climate activist. She's still at it. She disappeared for a little while though, didn't she? She went on a gaycation for a little
Well,
while and come
she
back.
had a gaycation. She had a Rona vacation as well, didn't she?
Oh, did she? I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, she was one of the first ones to get it. Yeah, man. Yeah, just so she could tell all the minions to wear a mask and stuff. It was all quite embarrassing.
Gonna get jabbed, yeah. But she's
Be more subtle.
Back. So it's good to have her back, to be fair. We haven't covered
I'll
a
pay
greater
for that.
story in a while, and I do miss her. I feel sorry for her. She's obviously got some sort of Asperger's going on there. But yeah, they directly went for her at the back. It was a yeah, clearly all these things are just set up for the photo op. But you know what? What's the point now? Because obviously everybody knows it's a photo op and it's a load of nonsense. I mean, what is it really doing?
Exactly. But you just reminded me by saying the fact that we hadn't had Greta for a bit. We haven't had this geezer for a bit either, have we?
Oh, here he is. Why is he? Is he? Oh no, he hasn't browned himself up, has he?
No, he hasn't. He's not gone that far. Oh, I'm going the wrong way. What am I doing?
What is he
Yeah,
doing
he's a.
there?
I don't
Sam
know what's
Smith,
going
by the
on
way.
there, but that's Sam Smith there, being felt up by someone whilst wearing a big woman's outfit,
He's a big guy
with
now.
what looks like a pair of tights on his head.
Good work though, if you can get it, mate.
Do you know what? Yeah. Actually, if I'm looking at, electricity bills are going up. Put a pair of tights on your head, son. Wear quite a big corset, some tights. I'll fill you up, and I'll bang you a few quid. All right, mate. Where do
I'm
I
all
sign?
well up for that. Like, you
Well, up for
know,
it, mate.
we've been to places in the world where we saw children that were forced to go down coal mines for 8 years of their life to drill coal out of the floor, and it was awful. So if someone came to me with that option, instead of that option, I would go with the fill me up, you know,
To
the
be
Sam
fair,
Smith
thinking
option.
about it, Sam Smith looks. I mean, I assumed it was a pair of tights, but maybe he's been down a fucking coal mine.
Well, that's what I thought. I'm looking at it thinking, as he, that's why I thought he'd Trudeau'd himself.
He wasn't wearing that outfit in the coal mine, though. He must have been wearing a t-shirt, look, because he's not got any.
Oh, that's, he hasn't got
Not
that
got any
thing.
coal dust on his moves.
Sam Smith option. There you go. If
Israel
anything,
is going to deploy the Sam Smith option.
if you're ever in trouble, Choose the Sam Smith option. You'll be fine.
So the Samson option, they just blow everything up. Whereas the
Yeah.
Sam Smith option, they still blow everything up, but it's like that. Blow up. Because
Yeah.
Sam Smith looks like he's been blown up, doesn't
He does, yeah. Poor guy. He was quite skinny when he first came out. Is that the
He
right word?
was.
Yeah.
But now he's, you know,
He's
gobble,
gone.
gobble, gobble.
This will keep you. This will be something that's hard to swallow. This story's hard to swallow. Humpback whale scoops up and spits out lobster fisherman.
Okay. So, right, go on.
Yeah. Man was diving for lobster off the coast of the northeast state of Massachusetts when a whale tried to eat him. It's a nice picture
Right.
of him doing that there. Cape Cod lobster, that's hard to say.
There's a lot of seafood involved here.
That really is, isn't it? It's all kicking off. It stinks. Diver Michael Packard, Hulitz's brother, returned to port in Provincetown on Friday with a big fish story of a lifetime. The commercial driver said he was collecting the claw crustaceans at a depth of 45 feet when he was swallowed up by a whale whole.
Right. What hole? Which one? It's got a couple.
Yeah, all of a sudden, this is from him, it's a quote. All of a sudden, I felt this huge bump and everything went dark, Mr. Packard, 56, said following his release from Cape Cod Hospital. The hospital's Cape Cod Hospital. Yeah, it's great. Initially fearing he had been swallowed by a great white shark. Fucking hell, I hope it's not a great white shark. I'm
No, it's
in
just a whale.
here. Just a whale, mate. Mr. Packard couldn't feel any teeth or bite wounds. He's in there going, I'm all right. I've got my wallet. My wallet's. I'm a wallet. No signal, though. Got no fucking signal in here. I realised, oh my God, I'm in a whale's mouth. I'm in a whale's mouth. And he's trying to swallow me, he told the Cape Cod Times. Cape Cod Times.
He's read Moby Dick and thought it was real, didn't he? That's just a dream, mate.
I'm just realizing this. You just ripped off Moby Dick. I was completely inside. It was completely black.
It's not got any windows.
You can't even see out his blowhole. I wasn't 3 days. It wasn't 3 days and 3 nights, but the 30 to 40 seconds of me. That's, I'm sure, 3 days and three
That's the
nights
Moby
is.
Dick
Yeah.
thing.
It wasn't 3 days and three nights, but the 30 to 40 seconds Mr. Packard estimates he was inside the whale's mouth was long enough for him to fear for his life. I
Fear.
think I'm in danger in here. I feel like.
I'm out of my comfort zone. I mean, the smell would be something else, wouldn't it?
Fucking Chew-Its. Some Chew-Its in here and an old boat. I thought to myself, there's no way I'm getting out of here. I'm done. I'm dead. All I could think of was my boys. I think he's talking about his children, not his bollocks.
No, he's talking about the things that are holding up above.
Mr. Packard, who was able to breathe via scuba gear, fuck for that. You were inside the whale's mouth. Imagine, I'd have suffocated if it wasn't for this thing. I'd have shoved that little pipe, shoved that up the blowhole so you can use his blowhole as your blowhole.
Like a bloody periscope.
See at the top. He survived because of his scuba diving gear for the ideal. He said he struggled as the whale dived, but obviously he got out after 40 seconds. He was what, if to be believed, he was eaten by a whale, this man. Picture of him like this. Happy as
Well, happy
Larry.
about it.
Well, happy. Mr. Michael Packard recovers in hospital at the Cape Cod Hospital for the Cape Cod Times after being swallowed by a whale. You don't get this news anywhere else, do you?
I mean, that's pretty crazy, isn't it?
How's your day going?
Yeah, I got eaten by a whale. You? I've got nothing.
Mole.
I've got nothing more. Yeah, wow. I don't know where to go with that other than,
Sorry about
wow, that's amazing. You've done well to survive. I saw a whale once, a dead one. it got washed up on the beach on the Isle of Wight. And. This is just weird because we were in our 20s, I think, and there's a few of us just went, should we get a few beers and go down and toast the whale? And the normal reaction to that is, are you mental? But everyone did, and the beaches were packed, and he
the
had
Isle of
loads of
Wight.
chavs jumping over the fence that like the cordon that the police had set up to try and go and touch the dead whale. It was all very weird.
I think I remember this in the like in the news. I didn't know it was the Isle of
Yeah,
Wight.
I was just sat on the sea wall with a can of Cronenberg going, cheers, whale, for everything.
any excuse for a drink, really, isn't it? Yeah.
Pretty much.
Dead
Stay out of the way.
male.
Nothing else to do.
Well,
that's why
did you
everyone's run out.
Yeah, he farted.
Yep.
Celebrate that.
Yep.
Yep.
That sound everywhere. But yeah, we went and toasted the whale. I've probably got some photos somewhere of my mate Turl, who I'm going to go and spend the weekend with, posing with the whale.
I'd love to see that.
Had a hell of a cock on it.
What, your mate or the whale?
Whale, it was on its back. And it, I mean, it's dead, so it's sad, obviously. It got, you know, into the Solent and got in danger. It's... I think it got caught by a propeller or something. It's horrible, but it, you know, well played on that front. He's lucky that he only ended up in the whale's mouth.
Well, that's it. Yeah, you want a whale
and
in his mouth.
The whale ending up in his mouth.
Come on. What's the next one? That was a good story, though. Don't say, yeah.
It was, yeah. Very good. I can't compete with that. I've just got shit rod worklessness. So, remember, people around the world might not remember, but people in the UK will. So, Pimlico Plumbers, it's a big plumbing company in London. It was run by a guy, is it Summit Mullins? But he looks like a shit rod Stewart. He looks like he's had plastic surgery, but it was done by a duet of surgeons. Stevie Wonder and Muhammad Ali basically got together and did his fucking plastic surgery.
Michael J. Fox was handing them the implements.
It's a botched job at best, but he looks a bit like Rod Stewart. And so he pushed the jab massively. The GB News couldn't get him on telly enough. And other outlets as well, to push the jab, to push lockdowns, to push mask wearing. And he was just a bit of a prat. And I think he said that he wouldn't employ anyone with it. Bear in mind, he's got a large workforce because he's a multi-millionaire. He wouldn't employ anyone that wasn't jabbed and all this sort of stuff. He let people go if they didn't go along with the thing. He was just a draconian dick.
Yeah.
But obviously, there's a worklessness crisis in the UK at the moment. Part of it is probably lazy bastards. But a lot of it is also down to the fact that people aren't well. Can't think why, what could possibly have happened. And so he's come out and, you know, bear in mind, there's a guy that pushed the jab. He's got to somehow get a square pole into a round hole, because he can't possibly say it might be something to do with this experimental mRNA technology that was put into people that I pushed. So he can't do that. So it's because we've become a sick note generation, apparently.
But why have we become a sick note generation?
Yeah, why have we? Why have we become a sick note generation in perfect parallel with the rollout of an experimental injection that a lot of people will go in? I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't.
The guy's an absolute prat.
He is a prat. He's one of them, like... If you're in a news organisation like the Daily Mirror or the Sun or, you know, the News of the World as it was, and these types, where actually you have to be slightly lowbrow, you have to be a bit fucking stupid. But you might have one or two members of staff that do all right journalism. And so they go, this is not a bad addition today. What can we do? What, to bring it back down again? We'll get shit rod on.
Get Plymouth
on. Because
he's
bound to say something stupid.
Yes.
We'll get him in, we'll stick him on the front page, and we've brought the whole class of the newspaper down. Done. Well,
what we'll do is there's a little bit of truth. Of course, there's a couple of journalists here that actually started to tell the truth. So what we need is something to go out with it that discredits all of the news because it's so ridiculously stupid. Who's that plumber guy?
Yeah. You know the one that looks like the Rod Stewart spitting image character? Yeah.
Yeah, the one, like, if someone drew Rod Stewart, like, but they had to have the crayons sellotaped to their fingers as they did it. That one. Oh, right, the Plymouth guy. That's one.
Plymouth Plumbers. Get him in.
There is like a guild, like the Freemasons, there's a plumbing version of that as well. So he would have been high up on all of that nonsense as well.
I'm sure he would.
Imagine
but,
that.
Yeah, more idiocy from Mr. Mullins.
All right, Lib. The World Health Organization is still pushing it. When you have doubts about ventilation in enclosed spaces, wear a mask to help keep protect you.
Give it a rest.
To help protect yourself and others from COVID-19. This was April the 8th, and there's a image that's gone out that says, I still wear a mask when I have doubts about ventilation. Imagine that. I have doubts about the ventilation in here. Like,
have you ever analysed ventilation in any room you've ever been in?
Absolutely not. No, of course I
Literally
haven't.
never,
No.
apart from if I'm in a headlock.
If you can't breathe as you walk into that room, don't go in the room.
Yeah.
That's a gas chamber.
I've got doubts about this plastic bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take it off, mate. But...
Just take it off, yeah. I actually put on Arthur's superhero mask. He got one of the Spider-Man superhero masks. Couldn't breathe. You can't breathe. Can't breathe. It's awful. How's a kid going to wear that? You can't. You see through that. You can barely get that. I mean, it's not built for a man's head. But even Arthur's head, you can't breathe under. So I know what they feel like. If you try a child's Spider-Man costume on, you know exactly how these guys feel at the World Health Organization.
Imagine wearing that mask for 12 hours a day, though, like some of these people were doing on.
Oh, I thought
like,
you'd been Spider-Man. You know, shifts I was like, stuff. How long do you know? How do you know how long he works?
Well, he's union, isn't he?
That's true. It is, yeah. I still wear a mask when I have doubts about ventilation because it protects me and my family. And it protects us lot from you stupid assholes as well.
It means I don't have to see your face. Yeah. Thanks.
They're still pushing it. It's April the 9th, April the 8th. Was it 3.5 years after the whole, maybe 4 years? Was it, yeah, 3.5 years after the whole nonsense? I can't believe it's actually. Has it been 4 years or 3 years since the 3.5 years?
No, it's been
years?
4 years, yeah.
4 years since it. Is it over 4 years now?
Yeah, so in July, that'll be 4 years since the mask mandates were brought in England.
Oh my God. Wow. I can't believe that. I can't believe
just remembered,
all dead.
I've just remembered Rachel dead. Sent us a WhatsApp. And I haven't included it. And I totally forgot.
You find that and I'll do my next one then. While you're looking at that one.
I remember it being funny. Oh, here we go.
Go on, you do it. Yeah, I'll save this one.
It's denim. It's jeans. You remember we were talking last week about how jeans are banned because Kim Jong-un says that they're Americanized. It's like a sign of American imperialism, right? Yeah. Now, and the headline even starts with now. Now scientists say wearing jeans is bad for the environment. Study reveals wearing a pair just once is the equivalent to driving a car 6.4 miles.
How do you equivalent those two?
How do you even do that? I wear jeans probably once a day.
It doesn't make sense. So what's their explanation?
They might be an essential piece of everyday clothing, but scientists now say that even a simple pair of jeans, as opposed to a very, very complicated pair, could be bad for the environment. Wearing a pair of fast fashion jeans just once creates 2.5 kilograms of CO2, the equivalent to driving a petrol car 6.4 miles. Scientists for the Guangdong University of Technology analyzed the life cycle of a pair of Levi's jeans from growing the cotton to the eventual disposal.
Oh, come on. This is the energy. So when I talk about Technocracy Inc. and I talk about their energy system of energy monetary system, this is exactly what I was talking about. They're actually going to use the carbon credits of how much it's carbon and energy it takes to create the product to how much it'll cost you to buy it. Actually, you've just explained the psychology of the technocracy energy currents economy.
But
the absurdity
also
of it.
The thing, like we've spoken about before, the shite that you put in to these computer models, because it would be a computer model, is the shite that you get out. So it even says here, they found that some jeans were only worn 7 times.
I don't know.
So they've used that. I don't know who the fuck wears a pair of jeans only 7 times, apart from a bloody celebrity, earning them a classification of fast fashion. So therefore they can obviously input that then. But people don't wear. I mean, it's all bollocks anyway. But I'm giving it too much bloody lip service, to be honest. But people don't wear. I probably wear a pair of jeans 7 times in a week.
That's
like,
every
not,
day.
Not ever. Yeah, I probably do wear jeans. Yeah. Once a day. But this is the thing. Why I think it's probably nonsense, right, is Dr. Yazoo, all right, so he's fucking banned from the 80s, right, the study's lead author says, right, so Dr. Yazoo, obviously English isn't his first language, and the...
what's the place called?
Guangdong University of Technology is obviously, I'm not sure where that is, China, I guess, maybe. It's going to be Far East, isn't it? The Yazoo, the study's lead author, says, now can you imagine someone who's not English saying this? The humble wardrobe staple, a pair of jeans. The humble wardrobe staple.
At least make it, like, if you're going to write a script for a character, at least make it, like, believable.
Yazoo did not say that. Do not say that. What was the hit Yazoo had? Probably hit then.
Making mind up. Was that Yaz?
That was Buck's fist.
Fuck no.
That's Cheryl, what's her name? Cheryl Baker.
Was it?
Eggs and Baker. Do you remember that in the mornings as a kid? Eggs and Baker. It now has a classification. Sorry, it now has a significant impact on the environment. So there you go. So now I feel bad for wearing jeans.
Right. Yeah, well, I don't. But what constitutes a full wear?
Well, also, like Levi jeans, I mean, they're hella expensive. But the reason, part of the reason they're so expensive, aside from having a Levi label on them, is the fact they do last forever. Like, I remember my sister had a Levi denim jacket the whole way through her like teenage years and adult years, and then gave it me, and I've still got it now. And
Yeah.
I've worn that since I was like 16.
Oh, it's just bollocks, isn't it?
It's like solid leather.
Yazoo. So the famous song, I've never heard of this, was called or did I lose it? Because I just had it like right in front of me. Situation.
Right, I mean,
I'd
it's
never heard
vague,
of
isn't it?
that.
It's a vague
The
song. What's the
North
song
America,
about? A situation.
but just the situation. Just one of them. One of them who's in. I don't know that. That doesn't ring a bell. I mean, Yazoo obviously
Do the
does.
lyrics
Oh, that's
kind of
it. We could
say
do the
anything about
lyrics.
jeans?
Let's do the lyrics. That's a
That's
really good
fine.
idea, yeah. Yazoo, situation. What does it say?
Right, what does it say? Blue-eyed. Oh, so you've gone blue. Jeans
Yeah.
are blue. Blue-eyed. Dressed for every situation. There we go. Got the title in already. Moving through the doorway of a nation. Pick me up and shake the doubt. Baby, I can't do without. Don't mess around. You bring me down. How do you get about? Don't
I
make a
know
sound.
this.
Just move out. I do recognize this,
I do,
actually.
yeah. It was that bit that, because
I
he
remember only
literally
for an
speak it like
hour.
that. So.
Move right through me. Can you
Oh.
feel the power? That's the whale singing that. I don't know what's going on. It scares me, but it won't be long. Don't mess about. Here you go. I'm trying to find the word jeans.
Know about. I do know it now.
Don't
Situation.
mess. Yeah, don't mess me around. Dun, 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 dun. Now in control, lover, brother. Doesn't say jeans. So
No.
now I'm not sure that they've actually lead authored that.
I, the only one I know, the only song I know about any sort of denim related garment is Billie Jean, and that's it.
He's not my lover.
He's not my lover, and these aren't my jeans. You can sniff them after 7 days, you'll tell. Yeah, weird, isn't it? Doesn't make any sense. What's the point? Someone got paid to do that study.
Yeah, what a load of nonsense. And but that must just be, it's like me and you now being, wearing tights on our face and getting fondled for money. That's basically what these scientists are doing. Because they know he's there in his little white coat going, if I do any legitimate tests of anything to do with climate and I show that it's bollocks, I'm done. Like I'm finished. I'm gonna end up on a podcast on Iconic. Like I'm finished, right? But if I just go to them and go, mate, jeans are bad for the environment, he knows that they are literally going to go, how much do you need, son?
Yeah, have some of that.
How
So
much
this
do you
is
need?
the equivalent of it's the Sam Smith option.
He's taking the Sam Smith option,
You've
yeah.
just made something up. Just take the Sam Smith option. Just means do something really stupid that pushes the agenda forward, and you'll get paid. Take the Smith. There you
Take the
go.
Sam
I'm
Smith
gonna put
option.
that on a mug, on a t-shirt. You can have that, the Sam Smith option.
Also known as the Daily Wire option.
Yeah. Let's have a look at this one. So this one is. So I brought this up in an interview today with Paul Wallace. Harvard professor claims that UFOs could have traveled to Earth via extra dimensions that CERN scientists are trying to unlock. Well, we've been saying this for ages. What are they letting in through these?
They are doing some Marvel shit, man.
They are. They really, really are. And now I think they've got to the point where they're going to have to admit it. This is a, as I say, a Harvard professor. CERN scientists are seeking evidence of six extra dimensions inside the whale. Professor Avi Loeb believes aliens might travel through such dimensions. They're opening up doors in and out. It's like
How do they
anything.
think Pimlico Plumber guy got here?
And he hit the fucking revolving door on the way in, clearly.
Really did.
bounce off the side. The US government has yet to unravel the mystery sightings of UFOs soaring through our skies. No, they haven't. They just haven't told us about it. But a Harvard professor believes the answer may sit 300 feet below the surface. A.V. Loeb, known for his efforts to prove we are not alone, has claimed that extraterrestrial visitors are travelling through hidden dimensions created by researchers at CERN with their particle accelerator. And they are seeking it. There's also a particle accelerator hidden below Columbia University that was used in one of the Manhattan Project as well. So they've been doing this for ages, opening up these vortexes into elsewhere and going in and out. They're just having to kind of, I think this is this soft kind of reveal of what they've been doing for a very long time. And I believe this is like, oh yeah, they've always been here, but they're your masters. Now serve them. This is what's going on. And they've got the Shiva goddess or god. The god Shiva there, which is one of a trinity of gods.
Oh,
the
god of
destruction.
Sam.
Yeah, that's the destruction part of it. There's creation, destruction, and there's something else. But that's the Shiva part of it is one of three gods. And there's that statue there. They've been telling you for a long time. They're fucking around with stuff over there. But yeah, so now they're just gently telling you that they've opened up portals into other places. And have seen, like, demonic entities within the Large Hadron Collider themselves. That's an old story of seeing faces in the window thing. Like, fucking hell. So now, six extra dimensions. Imagine that. This is, where'd you put your telly?
For me, like, I don't believe anything they do is by accident whatsoever. I don't. And so, you know, even just to look at, even if you've not got a tinfoil hat on and you're sat in front of Coronation Street and you're doing quite well for yourself financially, so you don't bother yourself with all this sort of stuff. If you look at CERN and the opening of CERN and that opening ceremony and how satanic and demonic that was next level dark, and how you've got all those top end brass politicians from all over the world there, you know, with all this shit going on. Just ask yourself the simple question, why? Mm. Say why. Same with the London Olympics. Why was the opening ceremony so fucking demonic?
Was that the one with the babies? The big babies, the dead. It was COVID, basically, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, basically. But, yeah. But you have to ask yourself, why was that? Why? Oh, no. No, go on. I'm generally, explain it to me. It's an Olympics. It's supposed to be celebrating the greatness of the human family. Explain to me why they did that.
Mm.
But you won't be able to explain it without going, because they're fucking mental.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're mental and they're trying. It was 2012, wasn't it? The London Olympics, yeah. So, I mean, that's how many years? 8 years?
Well, you had the guy, didn't you, who was exposing loads of stuff to do with the London Olympics and then was murdered, wasn't he? I feel like his name was Clay. And now I feel really bad for not remembering his name. But he'd done loads of research.
Oh, okay.
And he was killed.
Oh, Jesus. That makes it, I mean, it's clear that they've been doing this stuff. Look at Madonna was in Manhattan a couple of weeks ago doing a satanic ritual on stage. It was quite bloody obvious what it was. They're all at it. We've got Taylor Swift doing these things. I mean, they're all absolutely, these satanic rituals have been going on for thousands of years, but now they do them through art. But that's it.
Yep.
CERN opening it up with that. It was like Baphomet heads everywhere, wasn't it? And creeping around doing this weird dance thing. And then Abramovich, that woman.
What a dark entity she is. But when we went to Scotland, obviously, and we did the stuff on the Berwick witch trials, and then obviously you got the Salem witch trials, and you had witch trials in England as well. And you look at that kind of stuff, and part of your kind of the explanation for it is like, look how mad people were back then. Wasn't it awful? And it's like, yeah, it was, but was that really the king losing his marbles and thinking people was a witch, or was that a big fuck off Gert sacrifice?
That was a sacrifice. I completely agree with you. He knew exactly what he was doing. He wouldn't
young virgins,
yeah, children
burnt at the stake.
Yeah,
I think they weren't witches, dude.
No. Well, we went to Balmoral and look at the big stone pyramid there that was supposed to be for the husband, was it, of Victoria's husband? If you, there's no way. I've just done an article about this on richard.wellitsnotstumpstack.com. And there's no way that the Queen walked up there the way we did. We hiked up there. We were all knackered with cameras and shit to shoot a comedy skit. And there's no way she walked up there. So how did she get there? There's tunnels.
Shot from a cannon.
Spat out of a whale's blowhole. Right.
That's
up there.
That's how she died. They won't tell you that. Because she died at Balmoral, didn't she? Yeah, she did, on the side of a pyramid.
Stuck to it like that, yeah.
Don't joke about the Queen.
I do. I want. She, Yeah, there's no way she walked there, though, was there? Absolutely no
No,
way she walked
not
there.
with those goat legs.
Them trotters. She there's tunnels. So where do these tunnels go? Like that is on a massive hill. So that I'd believe that pyramid, the bit that we were seeing, was just the top part of a bigger pyramid that goes far down.
It was strange, wasn't it? We went there. I didn't even know that was a thing. And then if people at home don't know it, just Google Balmoral Pyramid. Honestly, some of the footage that you can find from the air is extraordinary.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. It was a great place to film, but totally creepy. There's one in Blicklin Hall as well, in the woods there, which is in Norfolk, and that's even more creepy. But they're all out in the woods. They're all like a
Like it
good,
will be.
yeah, good distance from the house, so you're getting to them through tunnels. That's not they're not walking through. So what's going on from the main houses to the tunnels is what I think one day we're gonna find out what's going on. The whole what's the famous one in Belgium? The witches one, the Mothers of Darkness one. Have you
Oh,
heard of
that
that?
paedophile group.
Yeah, well, that's the ho the well, that's the castle. It's called the Mothers of Darkness Castle in Belgium. And Edward Heath was supposed to be one of the people that went there to visit that place, which doesn't surprise me at all.
No, they love it, don't they? Same way
They do.
King Charles loves fucking Transylvania.
Yeah, well, he's related, isn't he? Blood
Yeah, it's
related, literally. There you go. These Satanists are everywhere, but now they're opening up portals into different places and celebrating it right in front of people's eyes. But us with our tinfoil hats on are the only ones that seem to be. Maybe that's what you need to put on to be able to tap into this nonsense, because everybody else seems to be ignoring it, no matter what they do. You've got Rihanna and everyone doing this stuff in front of kids, and it's revolting.
What's going on under that umbrella? Ella, Ella, Ella.
Well, the black umbrella was supposed to be is a protection, isn't it? It's a protection thing for the Illuminati. That's what it's supposed to be. That's
I
what
need to remember this. I need a blue roof, a black umbrella, a blue butterfly. What else do I need?
no conscience,
Not
and
that.
well,
Yeah.
take the Samsung up, the Sam
The Sam Smith
Smith.
option.
Take the Sam Smith option. There's your title. Where can I get a CBD from?
Head over to samsmith. No, head over to supremecbd.uk. Use the code WTAI. Oh, bloody hell, start again.
On.
Supremecbd.uk. Use the code WTAF. You get 40% off everything. Bosh.
We'll see you in a week's time. Hope you enjoyed that. And we refrained from disrespecting Jesus or Robert Kennedy in this whole podcast. So,
We didn't really talk about Israel either. We've had our instructions, haven't we?
yeah, we took the Sam Smith
Sam
option.
Smith option. See you later.
Bye.
Is this a